morning. I was thinking that last song we sang this morning, I think it was number 39 in the folder, I Care Not Today What Tomorrow May Bring. It's talking about living by faith and not worrying about things because we're trusting that Jesus will take care of us in it. I had to think on the way here this morning, we met up with a turtle making his speedy way across the road. And at this point in his life, Weston's really fascinated by turtles, so we stopped and watched him for a little bit. And when I came up to him, he stuck his head out and hissed at me just a little bit. And he just pulled everything in and just sat there, and I may as well not have been there. And it wasn't that he's weak or that he's unable to defend himself, but that's just his way of, he's just playing to his strengths. That's just his way of defending himself. And so, and to think about that, living in a way that we let the Lord take care of our problems and trusting Him to take care of them, it's not weakness, it's playing to our strengths, because we know that He can do a much better job of taking care of us than we ourselves can. Just like that turtle, he's got a little bit of a bite, but his best defense is going to be to just pull his head in and hold still for a while. Okay, let's turn to Luke 10 for a text here in verse 38, reading to the end of the chapter. We'll read that, and then I have some comments to make on this. Luke 10, verse 38 through 42. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So I want to go through here and consider a few things. The first one is that these were the friends of Jesus. These were his, he raised their brother from the dead. We read that he wept when he heard that Lazarus had died. So these were close friends of his. And he came to see them. So what is the difference here between these two people? It says that Mary sat at his feet and heard his word, and Martha was cumbered with serving him. I think it's the difference between choosing the good and choosing the best. Martha was Martha was worried about making sure that he's taken care of, and Mary was concerned about listening to him. But I think the real dilemma here they had was not about the fact that the one was listening and the other was busy serving. But I want us to stop and think about that. Maybe the problem here was that the problem here was a matter of worship. I think Mary was sitting at his feet listening, and I think she was worshiping. And I think Martha was anxious. She was weighed down. She was troubled about many things. She wasn't at rest. She wasn't worshiping. I think any service must come from a heart of worship. Any service must come from first worshiping Jesus. I believe it was A.W. Tozer that said, and this was, I had to stop and think about this, and I I'm still not done thinking about it. But he said that no work is inherently moral or good. It is only amoral or immoral. So I don't know how to do this without maybe using an illustration. So if we make three categories here, this is how I would have tended to see it. We have moral things, amoral things, and immoral things that are just inherently bad. But he said, his thought was that we only have these two, that this one is not here. There's only amoral and immoral. And then here we have the only way to make these things, the things that we do, the service that we do, the interactions that we have, anything. And if we think about even a thing as holy as worship, there are many things that can be worshiped that are wrong. His idea was that the only way to take something that is amoral, the immoral cannot become moral. That's just wrong. But the only way that it can go from amoral to becoming moral or good is if it's done in Christ. And I'm not sure how to illustrate that exactly. But to get from this point, things that aren't really good or bad, they're just things. The only way to make them good is for them to be done in Christ, out of love for Christ, out of worship to Christ. If we think about something as good as helping the poor, there are many people that help the poor, that give money, that give things, and there is no reward. It's just amoral. It's neither here nor there. Yes, you help them, but it's not a good thing because it's not done out of love to Christ. And so the idea to get from here to here is because it is done in Christ. And so I wonder if maybe that was the dilemma that was happening in this house. Anything that we do must be done in Christ and be motivated by love to Christ. It's a heart of worship. Just because we're busy doing things for God does not mean that we are serving Him. Martha was serving Christ in the most literal way, serving Him in His presence, and yet she was missing it. She was cumbered. She was anxious and troubled. When we are worshiping as we do the things that we do, there's rest. We can sit at the feet of Jesus figuratively and love Him and worship Him for the Savior that He is. And then it takes the things that we do. We no longer have the secular things that we do and the sacred work that we do. But it will all be touched by Christ because it is done in worship. We worship as we do it. And then everything, if it is touched by Christ as we do it, even if it's not, quote, in service to Him, everything that we do will necessarily become sacred. We can be scurrying around and serving Jesus outwardly, but inside, not be worshiping. We can be very busy and have lots of pressure on our lives, but the peace of God is there and is reigning to such a degree that we worship as we do it. It's a quiet. Worship brings a quietness in the busyness. When I was thinking about this, I was reminded of a friend of mine that's a very busy person and became very successful by being very busy. And he was telling me about the first time he went to see the Grand Canyon early in the morning when everything was still quiet. And he said, I stood there and looked at it and it was so quiet. And he said, it's so big you just feel like it should be doing something. And that's a good example. It's something that's so huge, so magnificent, and yet it's just there. It's quiet. On the outside, sometimes we're very busy, very pressured, and yet our heart can be worshiping Him. I think when we're in Martha's situation and we're busy and we have things that need to be done, we still need to have the heart of Mary that sits at the feet of Jesus and listens to Him and worships Him. And the thing that is so beautiful to me about this is that when we're worshiping, as we do the things we do, everything we do becomes sacred, and the people that we may not that we come in contact with and we may not even say a word to them can sense the peace of God there. So it takes everything that that happens in life and puts it in a place that God can use it. In verse 42, we'll start in verse 41. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. So there's one thing, and everything that we do, there's one thing that's important. There's one thing that we need to be doing. And that one thing, when we do that, it won't be taken away from us. It's eternal, and it has eternal value. So in that way, it becomes not about it becomes not about here in the moment. We do all these things that we need to do, and then we stop and spend some time with God. And that's good to spend time with God. I'm not minimizing that. But in everything we do can become of eternal value. And I don't share these things because I share these things because I need them. As I was thinking about this and preparing for this, I had several days that were very stressful. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get everything done that I had planned for that day. And as I was doing that, I realized that this is not just for you all, but this is for me. And it is something that we have to guard against. And yet it's something that's not complicated. If we stop and turn our eyes to Jesus and worship, He'll be there. And we can rest in the midst of everything. So let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank You for being good to us today already and for keeping us. I pray that You would help my heart and each heart here to rest in You, to trust and to look to You. Father, be here with us. Bless those who will be sharing it. I pray that Your peace and presence would be here with us. And Father, I pray that as we go in to the next week, as we meet people, that Your life would be lived through us and that people would sense that we're at peace with You. Thank You, Father, for Your love to us and for giving us this time together. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.